I'm Julie Dockerill. I'm Professor of Psychology and Special Needs at the Institute of Education in London, and I'm co-director of the Better Communication Research Programme for the government. When you look at the school environment and the way it meets the needs of children with speech, language and communication needs, I think your first step is to think about who are the children with speech, language and communication needs. And they're actually a wide group of children in that some will have difficulties understanding the vocabulary and the grammar of language. Others will have more difficulties with expressing that information, while yet others will have problems around the communication, the pragmatics of language. So it's a whole range of issues that are relevant to language and communication. And the school strategies, I would say, are predominantly ones that should be happening in the classroom or in context where children are engaging with other pupils or with teachers. And they include giving children the opportunity to develop their language skills, both in terms of speaking and listening in small groups with other children. Ensuring that when teachers are introducing information, they reframe complex language in simpler form. And we think we do this, but actually, very interesting study that a graduate student did where she asked year one science teachers what words that the children in that class would find difficult and which words they would find easy. And then she videoed the lessons to see whether the teachers treated those harder words in any different way. And in fact, they didn't, because the teachers got engaged in the lesson and the information about words that the children might find difficult was somehow lost with the lesson content. So you can think about preparing vocabulary, you can develop opportunities for children to talk in small groups, and you can actually monitor when these opportunities occur, because most of the speaking in schools happens by adults. Let me give you an example of a speech therapist working with a set of schools in London who went through at the beginning of term with the teacher, the vocabulary that was going to be introduced each week that was new. She then worked with the teacher to prepare the young people in the class with the science vocabulary through games and visualization, linking it to information that they already had, setting up contrasts, so the difference between transparent and opaque, and building it around activities. So there's one simple aspect about vocabulary. Another aspect with younger children is interactive book reading, where the children are working with an adult, and the key issue here isn't that the adult reads the book or that the child answers specific questions, but it's that the children in the group are asked open-ended questions about the text. They might predict what might happen next. They can link it to their own experiences. So again, an opportunity to use language both in terms of speaking and listening, but also to develop their own thinking processes. The ways in which understanding theory and evidence-informed practice can help teachers about speech, language, and communication needs are, I think, twofold. One is by understanding the range of difficulties children can have with language and communication. Typically, when you train to be a teacher, you may get no information about language development at all in your course. You may be lucky and have had a couple of lectures, but typically not. So it's very difficult, if you haven't got that background, to understand just how difficult it is to learn the meaning of a new word. So in one of my lectures, I will start the lecture at the beginning and introduce the students, these are master's students, to the word hoyden. And in passing, we talk about it. And then at the end of the lecture, which is a couple of hours later, I go back and ask how many of the students remember the word. Well, some do. Some remember what it meant, a hoyden being a boisterous young girl, but many don't. And that's the issue. Children are always, in lessons and in the classroom learning environment, being introduced to new words, and that's difficult. So theory, that's a very concrete example about thinking about word meaning, how complex it is. So that's one aspect. The other ways in which I think theory and the research that one does is, if there are things, often quite simple things, that allow children to develop their language, that can be part of the everyday classroom activity, then you become skilled as a teacher to do that. You don't need any fancy packages with lots of pictures, but actually you can set it up so that the teaching activities make sense to your learners in the context that they're working, but you know that what you're doing is talking with children in ways that will develop their oral language communication.